My name is Rivo. It is a bit of a difficult name. If I don't say it in my own language, if my mother would be here, want me to say it in Estonian, which is Rivo. I think there's only one person here who can say that, and that's Jarmo. Jorma, sorry. Yeah. But thank you, Pastor Charlie, and I praise God that I can stand here and give my testimony. That's a blessing. And I give thanks for that I have a testimony. I guess when I started to think about my testimony now, looking 9 years back, when I got saved in 2009, I started looking at things, what happened prior to that, and really just seeing how the hand of God worked in my life to bring me to the point of salvation. Because there's certainly things I did wrong, but I just wanted to look back and see, maybe some snippets, some little snapshots of time, 29 years, of what God did and how I came to the point where I give my heart to Jesus. So remember the first time, I was about 10 years old. So it was 1991, and if you know anything about that side of the world, we were under oppression of communism. And two things happened in 1991 in the month of August. One was that Estonia, where I grew up, was liberated from the communism. And the second thing that happened was my father died. And I distinctly remember I was a small boy there, and there was a lot of people. And I was just standing there next to the open coffin, and there was a Lutheran priest there doing the service. And when the coffin started to close, I remember the tears flowing down my eyes, thinking I'm never going to see my dad again. And that was maybe the first time I started thinking of death and things to come. And that same Catholic priest, they asked us, me and my mum and my brothers, to come to Lutheran Church. And we did. We went to Lutheran Church and I got baptized in Lutheran Church. And certainly I wasn't saved or anything, but I remember that I started to have a concept of God, that there is a God and He wants us to worship Him. I remember also distinctly that when I was small, then after that event, my mum, in Estonia we have these double curtains, a little bit like that, but another layer of curtains. And we go with my mum behind the curtain in the window every night and look to the heavens, look at the stars, and pray the Lord's Prayer. And that became a seed in my life that I'd pray. If there's something was wrong or something happened, I would pray. So the time went on and I became a teenager and things like that, and there was a family on my street who were Christians. And because I was playing, with the kid, I was playing with the kids and everything, and they invited me to youth camp. So there were several years, about three times in summertime, we went to like a Christian youth camp. And I remember about I would have been, 16, 17, and I definitely remember that Jesus was preached, and I remember they asked us to make decisions. And I remember I made a decision that I'm going to read the Bible, even though I didn't have any guidance. I had a Bible. I started reading my Bible, and I say my prayers in the morning and in the evening. So it was kind of a religious thing that I started doing without knowing much. So, and I remember even though a few years later, I got caught in the world and caught in the worldly things, and I still remember that God was working on my heart. Because about from 19 to 29, I was just doing my own thing. And I always thought, in a testimony, it's not good to share like the things that you did in the past, because they don't really bring glory to God. And now I look back, I think, well, I don't even want to mention those things. But I remember distinctly that There was a few times I remember a guy gave me a tract on the street, and I still have that tract. That's why I'm so passionate to actually give out tracts myself. I still remember I was in Spain. I was in a chapel, and I went and prayed. And a guy who was with me said, "Well, what did you do there? And like, what was there?" I said, "God was there, because I was praying." I remember there was a few times, brother, like you said yesterday, you know, being a child and doing dumb things. I remember distinctly 2-3 times in my life I was near death. And I think, well, that's just the mercies of God. It's just His mercy that got us to the point of salvation. But so it was 2005, and I came to Australia. I came to Sydney. It was August, and I just came as a backpacker. Estonia just opened up borders, you know, visas and things that we could come here. And I just did the normal, you know, backpacking thing. Just traveled around, did my own thing. But I remember when I traveled through Brisbane, there was something there to say, just come back here. So, and I did. I went back to Brisbane. At the end of my journey, I just then met my wife. And, you know, we sort of established ourselves there. And it was 2008, there was an incident where we just had our first child, and I was just doing, you know, maintenance works around Brisbane, and I was playing basketball. And somehow, I don't know, I just did a layup, and I just, something happened in my back, and I just went, and I could not move. Went back home, woke up at night, and just, I could just only move my head. So we didn't know a lot of people. So we knew one person who gave us a bit of work and who, you know, helped us, to, you know, furniture, things like that. You know, Australians in general are very helpful, I must say. Anyway, so we rang her. My wife then rang her and said, "Please, can you help us?" You know, she was just stay-at-home mum. I'm just, you know, can't go to work, little baby at home. And she said, "Look, I can't help you, but I have this ambulance worker who would come and help you." So anyway, she then rang the ambulance worker, who happened to be next to a Christian lady named Sam. And accident, you know. She overheard the conversation and just joined her when they came over to our place. You know, I'd never met the ladies before, so they waltzed in, you know, got me to the hospital and with ambulance and said, "Look, you guys, you're going to move in with us now." That was Sam, the Christian lady. And it sort of baffled me because she didn't know me. I just, you know, we literally just met. And she came and picked me up, you know, from the hospital. We went back to their place, and I met her husband, and I was like, "What? Why do you guys do this? Like, why? You know?" I said, "Well, that's a good Christian thing to do." That was the answer. And, you know, we had, you know, started talking, struck a friendship. And about a year later, again, Sam, she just texted my wife saying, "Guys, look, I know you're going through some things in your marriage and things like that. Would you guys want to come to church?" And we're like, "Well, looked at each other, well, yeah, sure. Let's do it. Let's go." So we went to Good Shepherd, went to, met Pastor Lloyd and, you know, started doing counseling with him. And anyway, I was, you know, kind of in a place when I don't have everything together, and so I had a lot of questions, and I started asking questions, and Pastor started, you know, answering with the Bible and things like that, and then, you know, our lives started to sort of come together a little bit. But then we had a bit of a break, and then we had like this really rough week somehow, and there was a lot of things happening, and we didn't do the counseling. And I remember going to church, and just during the song service, it was the last song of the congregational song, and I just broke down, just completely, just, you know, just started crying, and not just for 5 minutes. Like, I got up after the service was done, so all through the service I was just completely broken, just. just I realized in that time that there was nothing else in this world that I can put my trust into. Because I've tried the world, I tried the friends, I tried then my family, and I was just at the rock bottom. And I found that Jesus is the rock at the bottom. And I found Jesus. And honestly, if I look back now, I thought about it today, I thought, man, I didn't understand the theology. I didn't understand the terminology. Nothing. But what happened was the next day, I was a new man. And I started telling people about Jesus. And I started, changed life completely. You know, I had this love in my heart and peace. And it was, you know. And later on, you start, finding out about adoption and salvation and redemption and, all those words that, all right, I got it now, what happened. But, when that happened in that moment, it was just like a lightning strike in your life. So that's my testimony. And when I walk today, I read these few verses in Lamentations, if you want to open up with me, which would I close. Is in Lamentations 3, and it's 22 to 26. And it says this: "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." So thank you.